Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear an Australian group that never made the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100, even though they had the 14th video ever played on MTV. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear a recording by the first North Mississippi Hill Country blues artist to receive recognition for his music. Even though the word Mississippi is part of the artist's name, he was born in Tennessee and spent the first 22 years of his life in Tennessee. Later, we will hear a song that was performed at the legendary Live Aid concert, but climbed no higher on the American singles charts than number 108. That same record peaked over 100 notches higher in England. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate the very first posthumous number one single, a true classic that was recorded 3 days before the tragic death of the legendary vocalist that co-wrote and sang it. But first, just as we always do, we begin with a song that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then soured. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a single that was written by the American songwriter we featured a few weeks back that was inspired to write a hit single by the works of classical Russian composer Rachmaninoff. For the song that we feature here today, that same American songwriter was influenced not by a Russian, but by the music of the British invasion, specifically the Beatles, the Hollies, and the Who. Let's listen.
Never knew how complete love could be. She kissed me and said, baby, please go away. It feels so right being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go.
with a single that reached number 5 in Billboard, number 4 in Cashbox, and number 3 in Record World. Those were the Raspberries performing a song written by Eric Carmen, Go All the Way.
Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Well, we just referenced Record World magazine as one of the resources providing the chart information for Go All the Way by the Raspberries. Looking into the issue of Record World from 38 years ago this week, we find that album rock station KDWB-FM from Minneapolis reported heavy action and playlist ads from a wide range of artists. In addition to traditional FM heavyweights such as The Who, Van Halen, and Rush, on May 23, 1981, Stereo 101 began giving spins to the song We Ride Tonight from the ATCO album Defying Gravity by the Australian band The Sherbs. While it never charted as a single, the track received enough of this type of FM airplay to peak at number 26 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Chart. We think that it should have, at the very least, made it up to number 20 on the Hot 100. With the song that was the 14th video ever played by MTV, here are The Sherbs with We Ride Tonight. Lived on because of the sample of its synthesizers employed by Daft Punk in their 2013 single Contact. That was the Australian group known as The Sherbs, with a song that we think should have reached number 20, We Ride Tonight. And we apologize for the skip in the record. Obviously, that is one of the hazards of actually playing some vinyl on the show.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt Universe Top 40. We are now up to a song by a Canadian hard rock act that reached number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 and actually peaked at number 11 on Billboard's mainstream rock tracks chart. If we go back to the same 1981 issue of Record World magazine that showed Stereo 101 from Minneapolis adding the Sherbs, we find close by a report from KSHE-FM in St. Louis, more commonly known as KSHE-95, indicating that KSHE-95 was spinning tracks by Phil Collins' 38 Special and this number 11 mainstream rock track by April Wine.
A love that seems strong was not meant to be. Broken hearts don't always mend. Left too unsure to try love again. But just between you and me, baby, I know.
Their 1981 platinum album, The Nature of the Beast, that was the five-man Canadian hard rock act April Wine with their signature power ballad, Just Between You and Me, coming in at number 11 here on Alt Universe Top 40. We have just heard two records that were added to the playlists of a couple of legendary FM album stations in Minneapolis and St. Louis during this very week back in 1981. Why not look at one more? If we take a look at the ads from legendary KROQ in Los Angeles, we see selections by The Clash, The Pretenders, an album track by some brand new unknown band on Island Records called U2, and a burst of energy called Zero Hour by the four-man rock act on Planet Records, The Plimsolls.
The bells are ringing, girl, it's getting late. The train's pulling out, there's no time to waste. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. Staple your ticket and put on your shoes.
With a song that should have been a worldwide top 10 and was played on the legendary K-Rock in Los Angeles as if it were a top 10 single, those were the Plimsolls and their exercise in rhythm guitar perfection, Zero Hour.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a song that really did hit number nine. In fact, it was the number nine single on the Cashbox Singles Chart on this very week back in 1975. This recording is a cover version of an Everly Brothers song, which was written by Phil Everly and released on Cadence Records. The original 45 was produced in Nashville by Archie Blyer and featured Floyd Kramer on piano and Chet Atkins on guitar. It reached the number eight position on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1960. The Linda Ronstadt version was produced by Peter Asher and was included in her chart-topping 1975 album for Capitol Records, Heart Like a Wheel. While Linda's version of the song was perched at number 9 in Cashbox 44 years ago, it kept climbing, eventually peaking at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and making it all the way to number 1 on the Cashbox Singles Survey. With a little help from Andrew Gold and Peter Asher, this is Linda Ronstadt at number 9 with When Will I Be Loved?
Hey!
with a song that was number 9 on the Cashbox Singles chart this very week back in 1975. That was Linda Ronstadt with When Will I Be Loved.
Universe Top 40.
Auden and Grace should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a reggae track by blues artist Anna Popovich that was originally released on her third album, Still Making History. Even though that album was released in June of 2007, it took more than 2 years for it to climb up the Blues Album Survey, eventually peaking at number 4 on December 8, 2009. The recordings that became that album were produced by David Z and John Porter and were mastered by Doug Sachs. In addition to the exemplary lead guitar work and vocals performed by Anna herself, these sessions featured legendary musicians such as Lenny Castro on percussion, Jim Spake on saxophone, and Al Gamble on the Hammond B3 organ. And who else was right there in the middle of all that talent? That's right, handling every bit of the rhythm guitar was the ever-present Jack Holder. Modern and great, and should have reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was Anna Popovich with Between Our Worlds.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is a selection by the first North Mississippi Hill Country blues artist to receive recognition for his music. Most of the Mississippi-based blues we have played on Alt Universe Top 40 originated in the farming area known as the Delta, which is a large, flat lowland situated on both sides of the Mississippi River. In Mississippi, there is a hilly geographic area immediately to the east of the Delta whose musicians developed a different sounding and more African-based blues, a style that did not depend on chord changes adapted from big band or Dixieland. The singer and slide guitarist, Mississippi Fred McDowell, was born January 12, 1906, in Rossville, Tennessee, to parents who were both farmers. Although it is not known exactly how or when it happened, he became an orphan in his early teens. He began playing guitar at age 14 and for the next 6 years played local dances and worked in fields to make ends meet. At age 20, he moved from Rossville to Memphis, where he worked in a cotton oil mill and on his time off perfected his slide guitar technique, sometimes using a pocket knife and sometimes using a slide made from a beef rib bone. Eventually, he used glass, possibly derived from a discarded bottle, which led to his being called the master of the bottleneck guitar. In 1928, he moved to Mississippi, where he traveled, played music steadily, and in season also worked as a farmer. He apparently added Mississippi to his name at this point. By 1940, he slowed his traveling down and settled in Como, Mississippi, where he played music locally and continued his steady work as a farmer. In the 1950s, folk producers Alan Lomax and Shirley Collins recorded his music and brought him to the attention of Arhuli Records. He recognized that there was a significant distinction between his kind of blues and the blues that evolved into rock and roll. He actually named one of his albums, I Do Not Play No Rock and Roll, but he did develop a friendship with a few rock musicians. He actually coached a young Bonnie Raitt on the slide guitar technique and complimented the Rolling Stones after they covered a song of his for their Sticky Fingers album. He toured Europe in the 60s with Big Mama Thornton, John Lee Hooker, Buddy Guy, and Roosevelt Sykes. His final recording was a live album recorded from a concert performance in 1971 in Greenwich Village. In 1972, at age 66, Mississippi Fred McDowell died of cancer in Memphis and was buried in Mississippi at Hammond Hill Baptist Church, located between Como and Senatobia. Because his name was misspelled on his gravestone, Bonnie Raitt led a group to replace the marker, and she paid for the replacement, which contained accurate information. The original, mistakes and all, is now on display at the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale, Mississippi. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, here is Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Oh, baby, don't you wanna go? Lord, I'm gonna wait, darling. Honey, don't you wanna go? I must sit down on the ground. Oh, you know I'm going down to the river. I must sit down on the ground. I'm let the waves of water, let the waves of water, honey, baby, wash my trouble down. I can hardly rest at night. Oh, you know I'm getting so darling. You know I can hardly rest at night. I know my baby, she ain't treat me right. I
horn, I'll share my hoof. You know I'm going down in New Nottingham. I believe I'll share my hoof. Lord, I'm teasing brown. I declare days of debut.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Mississippi Fred McDowell with Down to the River. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all over the world. ER from Barcelona sent us a message on Mixcloud. She included a huge smiley face, and she said that she hopes we have a nice week ahead. Well, ER, we hope you have an even nicer week. Francisco from Italy sent us greetings in an email. He heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on an imported Grundig with a 20-meter long wire. He is looking forward to the modern songs we play in the future, and he hopes that they are actually as great as we say they are. Well, Francisco, we will do our very best to find the perfect selections for our future broadcasts. Ian from Canada sent us a message on Mixcloud. He is happy to support Alt Universe Top 40, and he loves to turn up the speakers when he hears us play a song he likes. Thank you, Ian. We hope that you find a reason to crank up our show every week. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. And the artist with today's bonus hit certainly has done that. In fact, recordings of his original group have now sold approximately 600 million copies. And not to be overshadowed too much by the past, his solo recordings have sold over 100 million copies. With astronomical figures such as those, it is obvious that we can only be talking about Sir Paul McCartney and the amazing chart feats he has achieved, both with the Beatles and with his subsequent recordings.
Someone's gonna go tonight. The someone's gonna rewind. Someone will turn your mind. Someone will lift your eyes up. Lean into a hole.
With our bonus hit at number six, that was Paul McCartney and Wings with So Glad to See You Here. Several weeks ago, we featured a track by the now legendary Memphis rock act with pop leanings, Zyder Zee. The lead vocalist and primary songwriter of Zyder Zee was the multi-talented Richard Orange, who has been noted by many critics as having a voice that sounds like the lead singer we just heard, Paul McCartney. After the Zyder Zee album had run its course from the original release, Richard Orange went solo. Zyder Zee drummer Robert Hall spent time in the studio working on releases by R.E.M. and Lenny Kravitz, and he became the tour drummer for rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis. In the meantime, Orange wrote songs that were recorded in the 80s by artists such as Cyndi Lauper, who made a fantastic record out of his song Hole in My Heart All the Way to China. Eventually, though, he started working again on songs that he wanted to sing himself. One of those songs is a near masterpiece called Big Orange Sun. And in the spirit of all things being connected, Richard Orange went back to Memphis and entered Sun Studios in order to capture the feel of the room. But he hedged the old Memphis sound by bringing modern accessories that he had acquired in London. According to Richard, quote, Big Orange Sun was recorded in its entirety at Sun Studio in Memphis on all British gear, limiters, power amps, the lot. Close quote. When he was finished with this track, what he had was a song that was part Sun, part London, and because Robert Hall played drums on the track, it was half of the classic Zyder Zee lineup. Here is Richard Orange with Big Orange Sun.
Spending the night near the big orange sun. It burns me, it burns real bad. Taking a bath near the big orange sun. It cleans me purely. And if my heart has grown too cold, a big orange sun will surely glow. And if my heart has blown away, a big orange sun will surely stay. Go for a ride in it, go for a swim in the light. Burning me up in the big orange sun. So good, yeah. Burning me up near the big orange sun. Feels so good, yeah. Feels so good. Taking a walk near the broken moon. It soothes me. Textures of Harbour Town, I lose me footing. Sun feels so good, yeah, feels so good.
Just the end of the day, all the cylinders, all the things were done, still came out with a thinly sliced piece of bacon.
Spinning
big iron sun. It feels so good, yeah. Burning us up beneath the big iron sun. It feels so nice, yeah, yeah. Burning us up beneath the big iron sun. It feels so nice, yeah. Burning us up beneath the big iron sun. So good, yeah. Feel so good. Burning up in the big old sun. Me and James and everyone. Burning up in the big old sun. Peter and Paul and Jesse's mom. Burning up in the big old sun. Maybe's going out to play some.
With a song that should have reached number 5. That was Richard Orange with Big Orange Sun.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a song that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. This record spent a week at number 4 in Great Britain before it peaked at number 3 on the singles chart there. The song is by British new wave act Ultravox, an act that never truly had a breakthrough moment in the United States, even though they played this very selection second in their set at the legendary Live Aid concert. And the widely aired video to the song is about a nuclear power plant meltdown, and it ended with the visual effect of a melting film. But the chart positions for this single were all over the place. Listen to these varied peaks. Australia, number 58. Belgium, number 2. Canada, number 52. France, number 36. Germany, number 7. Ireland, number 8. The Netherlands, number 6. New Zealand, number 38. Switzerland, number 16. Great Britain, number 3. And the United States, number 108. with a song that did over 100 notches better in England than it did in the United States. That was Ultravox with Dancing with Tears in My Eyes.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Chicago, Illinois. The group Big Hello was a popular indie band that grew out of the musical partnership of talented vocalist Chloe Orwell and drummer extraordinaire Brad Elvis. You may recall that several weeks back we featured the song Get Me Off This Ride by Brad Elvis's earlier group, the Elvis Brothers. Well, after changing musical directions, he seems to want to get back on a ride, as long as that ride is in a beautiful balloon.
We'll keep the moon beside us. Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you'll take my hand, I'll chase your dream across the sky. We can fly. Up and away in my beautiful balloon.
With our number 3 from way downtown, that was the Chicago-based indie act Big Hello with their excellent cover of Jimmy Webb's Up, Up, and Away.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a song that we think should have gone to number 1. And while this record did come close, reaching number 2 in Cashbox and number 5 in Billboard, the talented solo act that released this record has never had a number 1 single as an artist. He has reached the top, though, as a producer, hitting number 1 as Grand Funk's producer and selling over 43 million copies of one single album he produced for Meatloaf. He almost didn't even hit number 2 on the singles chart. It was only because he wanted to re-record the first song he wrote for his earlier group, The Nazz. When The Nazz cut this song in 1968, it ended up as a B-side to a single that didn't chart. Well, here is the do-over.
Hello.
with our song at number two that should have gone to number one. That was Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one, and it truly is a classic. It was a laid-back single by the performer who had only months before electrified a crowd of young people with his soul music at the Monterey Pop Festival. On December 7, 1967, Otis Redding entered the Stax Studios in Memphis and recorded a song that he had recently written with the lead guitarist of the MGs, Steve Cropper. Literally 3 days later, Otis was killed when his twin-engine plane crashed into a foggy, icy lake near Madison, Wisconsin. The crash also killed the pilot, Otis's valet, and four members of the funk group that often backed Otis, the Barqués. Within a few weeks, this record became the first posthumous number one single on the Billboard charts.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Greatest songs ever recorded. That was Otis Redding with our Hall of Perfection track, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.